We are on the record with People versus Matthew J. Anderson. It's file number 15-05235. Are you Mr. Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Come sit next to your attorney.
Yes, sir.
This is the date and time scheduled for a preliminary examination on domestic violence case. Counsel, please state your appearances for the record.
Patrick O'Keefe for the People.
Amanda Tringle, appearing on behalf of my client, Mr. Matthew Anderson.
Thank you. Do you have any preliminary matters, Mr. O'Keefe?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you. Do you have any preliminary matters, Ms. Tringle?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to call your first witness?
Yes, the People call Darlene Woods.
Please come forward, ma'am, and raise your right hand. Do you swear to affirm the testimony that you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, under penalty of perjury?
I do.
You can be seated in the witness box. I want you to speak in a loud voice so we can record and hear your testimony today. Will you do that for me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. O'Keefe?
Thank you, Your Honor. Can you please state your name and spell your last name?
Darlene Marie Woods, W-O-O-D-S.
How old are you?
35.
Do you know the defendant in this matter, Matthew Anderson?
Yes.
How do you know him?
I've been friends with him for about 17 years.
Had you dated him or lived with him in the past?
We were seeing each other in the past, yes.
All right. Is he in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Can you tell us for the record what he's wearing today?
He's wearing a jail jumpsuit.
May the record reflect she has identified the defendant, Your Honor.
Any objection, Ms. Tringle?
No, Your Honor.
The record will so reflect.
I want to take you back to February of last year. You were living at 429 North Butler?
Yes.
In the city of Lansing that day?
Yes.
Please wait until I finish the question, Ms. Woods.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Was Mr. Anderson at the residence that day?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
I went to his house to retrieve some of my things that I had there. When I got there, he was very angry with me that I was there.
Did he say anything to you to make you form the opinion he was angry at you?
Yes, he told me to leave.
What did you say?
I asked him if I could get my things. I told him that I would leave immediately and would never come back.
What happened then?
He grabbed a hold of my arm and tried to throw me off the porch.
Did you say anything else at that point?
Yes, I simply said, please give me my things and I will go.
What happened next?
He again tried to push me off the porch, then he ran upstairs.
How long was he upstairs?
About 10 minutes.
What did you do during that 10-minute period?
I called the police. I walked back to my car because my friend Alexa came with me and she was in the car. I was waiting in my car until either he came back down or the police arrived.
What happened next?
Matthew came down the stairs with some of my stuff, which he threw out in the yard. I gathered up my stuff and put it in the car.
Did he make another trip upstairs?
Yes, this happened 3 times. I put all my stuff in my car.
Let's go back to the porch incident. Can you describe what happened?
Yes, I walked onto the porch, rang the doorbell, and then stepped back from the door. He came out of the door and grabbed a hold of my arms. The porch was very slippery, and I got one of my hands free to grab the railing off the porch so I wouldn't fall. Then I was able to pull the other arm from him.
What happened next?
I managed to move to the side of the porch against the railing. I didn't want him to push me off the porch because I would have hit my head on the cement. He grabbed my arms again and tried to push me off the porch. I got away from him and got off the porch.
And then what happened?
I picked up my stuff that he had thrown on the lawn. My friend helped me. We put all my stuff in the trunk of the car. We didn't wait for the police. We left.
Okay, I have nothing further.
Mr. Engel, do you wish to cross-examine this witness?
Yes, Your Honor.
With apologies to both the witness and counsel, I must make a brief recess to deal with another matter unrelated to this case. Ms. Tringle, you may begin your cross-examination when we resume. We are off the record. Okay, we are back on the record. I would like to remind the witness that you are still under oath. Mrs. Tringle, you may begin your cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. You stated that you called the police to report this incident, correct?
That's correct.
Are you aware that Mr. Anderson also called the police to report this incident?
No.
You were at 429 Butler, correct?
Yes.
And do you live there?
No.
Have you ever lived there?
No.
Mr. Anderson does live there, doesn't he?
Yes.
You testified that you came by to get some property that you left there, is that correct?
Yes.
You had previously left a message for Mr. Anderson that you would stop by the house by Wednesday, February 13th. Is that correct?
Yes.
But instead, you came early on Sunday, February 10th. Is that correct?
Yes.
You came unannounced? He wasn't expecting you?
No.
When you arrived and went to the front door, Mr. Anderson asked you to leave, didn't he?
Yes.
You pushed him?
No.
You didn't push him. Okay. Are you aware that you're under oath?
Yes.
As a result of this incident, did you suffer any injuries?
I had bruises on my arms, but nothing I had to go to the doctor for.
So you had ecchymosis?
I had bruises.
You had contusions?
I had bruises.
You had...
Objection, Your Honor. The question has been asked and answered.
I agree. Move forward, Ms. Dringle.
Yes, Your Honor. Did you tell the police officer you weren't injured?
I honestly don't remember.
Did you seek medical treatment as a result of this incident?
No.
Was Mr. Anderson your boyfriend at one time?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Anything further, Mr. O'Keefe?
Just a couple of questions, Your Honor. Ms. Woods, did you wait at Mr. Anderson's house for the police to arrive?
No. We got to the end of the block and saw the police car. I stopped my car and got out and flagged him down.
Did the officers make a report?
Yes, they did.
Did the officers see the black and blue marks on your arms?
I showed them, but they weren't black and blue until the next day.
Did you subsequently pick up a copy of the police report the next day?
Yes, I did.
And did the officers take a picture of your arms that day?
Yes, they did.
Could I please have these marked as People's Exhibits 1 and 2?
Yes, you may. The court recorder will mark them for you.
I show you what has been marked as People's Exhibit number 1. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, it's the police report about this incident.
How about People's Exhibit number 2?
That's a photograph of my arms that the police took the day after the incident.
Thank you, Ms. Woods. That's all the questions I have for you.
Anything further, Ms. Tringle?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. O'Keefe?
I would offer People's Exhibits 1 and 2 into evidence, Your Honor.
Ms. Tringle, do you have any further questions of this witness?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Ms. Woods, you may be excused. Do you have any further witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor.
We do too, Your Honor.
All right. I'd like to conclude testimony for today. Please be ready to call your remaining witnesses when trial resumes tomorrow.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's fine, Your Honor.
Okay. Court is in recess.